Leading the news this morning, Libya's rebel forces claim to have taken control of several cities in the country's west and are preparing to march on the capital. There are reports they've now seized Zawiya, just 30 kilometres from Tripoli. The former justice minister says he's formed a transitional government based in the country's east. And the unrest continues to spread throughout the Arab world. Two people have died in clashes between protesters and police in the Gulf state of Oman. And protests have again erupted in Tunisia, where the interim prime minister has resigned amid the worsening demonstrations. Back home, and Melbourne police are searching for a gunman who shot a man dead overnight. The man was gunned down on a street in the inner Bayside suburb of Middle Park just before 10 o'clock last night. Police sealed off the area and called in the dog squad and police helicopters to search for the gunman. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key isn't ruling out a national levy to pay for the rebuilding of Christchurch. The government will announce an economic assistance package for the city today. The official death toll now stands at 147. Grave fears are being held for at least another 50 people. And the barricades are up and the red carpet has been rolled out as Hollywood prepares for this year's Oscars. The ceremony is now just hours away. The King's Speech is the bookmaker's favourite to take out Best Picture. Eight Australians are up for an award.